Welcome back to Unwritten Lives, Tales of the Unexpected, where the past doesn't always stay behind us, and sometimes it learns how to knock. Tonight's story follows a woman who discovers a door in her apartment that doesn't lead to another room, but to a moment that already happened, and wants to happen again. This is The Door That Opened Yesterday. Nora Bell noticed the door on a Tuesday morning, and the first thing she felt was embarrassment. She stood in the narrow hallway of her apartment, coffee cooling in her hands, staring at a door she was convinced she had simply failed to notice before. Old buildings had quirks.
Forgotten closet.
Sealed-off spaces. She told herself she'd walked past it 100 times without really seeing it. Still, something about it felt wrong. The paint matched the walls too perfectly. The brass knob was worn smooth, not with age exactly, but with use, recent use. And the space around the frame felt tight. Like the hallway had been built around it, rather than the other way around. She tried the handle.
Locked.
Nora shrugged, grabbed her bag, and left for work, though she caught herself glancing back at the door before closing the apartment behind her. That night, she dreamed of the door.
In the dream, it stood open, breathing softly like a living thing.
Beyond it was her apartment as it had been the day before. Sunlight slanted across the couch, dust floating lazily in the air, yesterday's mail stacked neatly on the table.
Everything was familiar. Everything was wrong.
The room was empty, but it felt occupied. Like someone had just stepped out and would return any second. When she leaned closer, she could smell coffee, burnt slightly, the way she made it when distracted. She woke with the taste still in her mouth. 2 nights later, curiosity won. Nora stood in the hallway again, heart beating faster than it should. The apartment was silent. No traffic noise, no neighbors, no hum of pipes.
She reached for the knob. It turned easily. The door opened inward.
Beyond it was her living room.
But not now.
The clock on the wall read 6:14 p.m. Her coat lay draped over the chair. Her laptop sat open on the table, paused on a half-written email.
The light through the window was warm, late afternoon gold.
Her phone buzzed on the table. She recognized the moment instantly.
She had been late. She had rushed out. She had ignored that call.
A notification glowed on the phone screen.
Missed call, Mom.
Nora's breath caught painfully in her throat. She stepped backward and slammed the door shut.
The hallway returned. Quiet.
Normal.
Her actual living room, behind her, was unchanged. The clock read 9:02 p.m. Her phone was in her pocket.
No missed calls.
But her hands shook for a long time. The door didn't open again for days. Nora tried to forget it. She worked longer hours. She slept with the hallway light on. She avoided standing still too long, afraid her attention might summon it. Then on Friday night, as she lay half asleep on the couch, she heard it.
A soft click.
Un creaking. She sat up slowly.
The hallway light was on.
The door was open.
Inside was her kitchen. Bathed in warm afternoon light. She watched herself from behind as her younger self stood at the counter, chopping vegetables, humming softly. The sound was painfully familiar.
Her younger self paused. Turned. Looked straight at Nora.
You still have time, the younger Nora said gently. You don't have to rush this time. The door slammed shut with enough force to rattle the walls. After that, the door opened more often. Sometimes without warning. Each time, it revealed a moment Nora remembered, but wished she could revisit. An argument with a friend where the last words were never forgiven. A voicemail she deleted without listening. A night she chose work over visiting her father in the hospital.
Sometimes she only watched.
Sometimes she heard her own voice inside the room, making different choices.
Better choice.
And sometimes, the version of her inside noticed the door.
Noticed her.
Once? The odor Nora stepped closer, eyes searching.
You can come in, she said softly. We can fix it together.
Nora slammed the door, sobbing.
Sleep became impossible.
She feared waking to find the door already open, and worse, feared finding it closed forever. One night, just before midnight, she heard her own voice drifting down the hallway.
Nora, please.
It sounded tired.
Broken.
She stepped into the hallway. The door was wide open. Inside was her apartment, but dimmer, quieter, unfamiliar.
The furniture looked slightly older. The air felt heavy.
The clock read 11h59.
On the couch sat her mother.
Alive.
Smiling. You never came back, her mother said gently. Nora's knees buckled. I'm here now. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. Her mother's smile trembled. This isn't yours, she whispered.
This is where you stay if you don't let go.
The clock ticked to 12 o'clock. The room shook violently.
The lights flickered.
From deeper inside, something moved, something heavy and impatient. Nora stumbled backward and slammed the door shut as pounding erupted on the other side. The door has not opened since. But sometimes, late at night, Nora hears movement in the hallway.
A knob turning.
A hinge breathing. And her own voice, muffled behind wood and time, whispering. You still have time. Please. She never answers. Because some doors don't lead to the past. They lead to the life you almost chose. And if you open them too often, they start expecting you to stay.